Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on The Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Of course, Evan will be filling in all week with JJ for Mike in the afternoon, so I'll be solo all week. 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock CMB. Of course, comes your way, Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta. On the other side of the glass, we're live from the Black Bear Studio, delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. We'll get to the Yankees in a second, but I got to open up with the Mets. I have to. What's going on? I gotta pinch myself here. 15-6 since the All-Star break. They've won 9 of their last 10, and I understand that they have not beaten up the good teams in baseball, and the big games are coming. The Nationals are going to be in over the weekend. Atlanta after that, they go to Atlanta. But the Mets have done to this point, and they got a huge four-game series starting with that doubleheader today against the Marlins, where they have to win 3 out of 4. Because the Mets need to be over 500, which they would be if they win 3 out of 4 here. Of course, we want to sweep it, but three out of four puts them over 500 as they get ready to play the Nationals in what will be a huge series over the weekend. So all of a sudden, the Mets, who I certainly, as a Met fan, left for dead a long time ago, suddenly are now just a game under 500. Remember, at one point this year, there were 11 games under. They're just a game under 500 and just three back at a second wild card. It's unbelievable what they've been able to do. And the Mets have done what good teams need to do. And that's what beat up on the bad teams. And that's what they've done here beautifully. Swept the Pirates last weekend at Citi. Swept the White Sox in Chicago. After their seven-game winning streak ended, they lose that game Friday night. Match wasn't very good after they had a 3-0 lead and all of that. But then, and Evan talks about this all the time, yeah, the winning streak is going to end. You know that's going to end at some point. What do you do after the winning streak ends? And the Mets did what they had to do. They come back, even though Stroman wasn't great in his debut on Saturday night, where he got majorly squeezed in the first inning by the home plate umpire. I mean, there was probably 5 or 6 pitches in that game, in that inning that were strikes that were not called strikes. But Stroman wasn't great. Only didn't even get through the fifth inning, but the Mets were able to come back. A huge game by Wilson Ramos in that game. A big home run by Jeff McNeil, of course, didn't start on Saturday because you can't. I mean, Jeff McNeil, he's only 27 and the best hitter in baseball. You know, 336, the kid's batting. He's unbelievable. He gets 2 hits almost every game, but we got to sit him. And, of course, Cano played, and now he's on the IL after he gets 3 hits, but whatever. Typical of Metland. Whoever's calling the shots there, probably Brody. But whatever. But they bounce back. They win that game Saturday, come from behind to win that game. Like I said, Ramos with the big home run to give him the lead, the big double off the wall to drives in six runs in that game. And then yesterday, the offense just bombards this Musgrave guy from Pittsburgh. Home runs by Conforto, by Davis. Unbelievable what they did yesterday. And, of course, Syndergaard, just phenomenal. 7 great innings, allowed just 1 run, 3 hits. The whole deal, only struck out three guys, who cares? And Syndergaard's been great over his last 5 starts. And really, and I've said this, you know, rarely do I ever give credit to any pitching coach. I never do. But it just seems to me like since Phil Regan has taken over for Dave Island, the pitching's been a lot better. I mean, the starting rotation has been fabulous. I think the starting rotation's ERA is under three since Reagan took over. Phil Regan took over. And the bullpen outside, of course, of Edwin Diaz, of course, has been a lot better. And speaking of Diaz, even Mickey Callaway kind of now is leaving the door open that maybe you're going to see, and let's hope that this is the case, that maybe you're going to see Seth Lugo start to close games, which really he should. But the Mets have now gotten themselves back into this race here. They've done it. They played great baseball. As I said, 15-6 since the All-Star break. They got to keep it rolling, and they got to win three out of four here against the Marlins. A sweep today would be great. I don't know if they're going to sweep these two games today. DeGrom's pitching one of them. Walker Lockett's pitching the other one. But they got to get three out of four against Miami and continue to do what they've done against these bad teams, and that's win against them, and then get ready. And if they do that, and they're sitting there a game over 500 going into the Washington series this weekend, that will be a huge, huge series because Washington's one of the teams right now, along with Philly, that they're sitting three games behind. So it's amazing that as we sit here now on, what is it, August 5th, that the Mets actually have a season. Who would have thought that? You know, a month ago, who was thinking that? And they're doing it right now with Alonso's not even hitting. And he sat him yesterday, which I thought was a good idea. Give him a little mental rest because he's really kind of been struggling since the All-Star break. Hasn't exactly been getting a great amount of pitches to hit because, of course, the immortal Robbie Cano's got to hit, you know, behind him. And that certainly hasn't helped either. But, you know, whatever. Nevertheless, the Mets, as I said, now just one game under and really playing very, very good baseball. But they got to continue here. And like I said, at least three out of four against Miami before they get ready to play the Nationals over the weekend. Now, as far as the Yankees are concerned, let's be honest with this, okay? It's over. The regular season, as far as the Yankees have done what they need to do in this regular season. They are going to win this division. They have an 8-game lead in the division. Tampa's won, what, 6 in a row, and they can't pick up any ground on the Yankees. They still want 8 games behind them. So the Yankees are running away with the American League East, a sweep over the weekend of the Red Sox. And the Reds, I mean, look, they're done. I mean, I'm sorry. They're 14.5 games out of first. What are they, 6.5 out of the wild card? I don't think the Red Sox are making the playoffs. I just don't see it. And the Yankees more than paid them back for losing 3 out of 4 last week at Fenway. I mean, more than did that with the sweep. And let me say this about the Red Sox. I know the Yankees are a little banged up again. You know, we mentioned the injury to Gleyber Torres. Aaron Hicks is on the IL now. We already know that Voit's on the IL. That's from last week. You know, so they've had a couple. Urshela, you know, got, fouled a couple pitches off himself last night. But it doesn't seem like there's anything major there. And Yankees just, it doesn't matter. I mean, look, they've lost everybody and their brother so far this year. And what are they, 32 games over 500 and just cruising to an AL East championship. So to me, the Yankees got 2 months to get everybody healthy. That's pretty much what it is right now for them. 2 months to get everybody healthy. And then the next really, really meaningful game the Yankees will play will be game one of the American League Division Series against whoever that is. At Yankee Stadium against whoever that is. And really, that's where they're at right now. They got 2 months to get people healthy. And, you know, be as full strength as they can possibly be as they get ready to make their run at their 28th World Championship. But but just getting back for a second to the Red Sox, is there two more overrated pitchers, I'm sorry, than Chris Sale and David Price? Now, I've been down on David Price forever, and I know he had a big postseason last year, kind of resurrected himself and kind of shut all the critics up. But he was back to being what he always is, you know, fodder for the Yankees. And that's what he was yesterday. Bing, bang, boom, all of a sudden 6 runs and the game's over. How many times have we seen that before with David Price as the Yankees were singing, Yankee fans were singing, "Who's Your Daddy," bringing back memories of the old days, not that old, but, you know, 10 years ago with Pedro Martinez. So, you know, the Yankees just, you know, beating up Price. Chris Sale, how about Chris Sale Saturday? You know, I'm at the Yankee Fan Fest, and by the way, I want to thank everybody that came out to the Fan Fest on Saturday, all the very nice people who, you know, I took pictures with, whatever. I mean, just so many great people that I got to meet over there. And I want to say this, too. I'm going to say this, too, about the Fan Fest the other day, and I mentioned this to Evan. You know, I really appreciate, because obviously I'm a big Met fan, all right? People know I'm no Yankee fan, all right? But I appreciate all the Yankee fans, because that place was loaded with Yankee fans, that came up to me on Saturday and just said, you know, very nice things. How do you listen to the show? Listen to it every day. And we're talking about hardcore Yankee fans. And I really appreciate it because you know I'm a Met fan. You know Evan's a Met fan. We both are. But we appreciate that the Yankee fans, you know, feel the way they do about our show. And I think we're very fair with the Yankees. I think I tell it like it is about the Yankees. And, you know, like even though I'm no lover of the Yankees, I got tremendous respect for them and, you know, the what they are and what the Yankees have been, you know, for the better part of, you know, how many years, really, since the early 20s. You know, the number one franchise, not only in baseball, but probably in all of sports in North America and probably in the world. So I appreciate that from all the Yankee fans that I got to see and got to meet on Saturday. But Chris Sale on Saturday, watching that game, I mean, you got to be. I mean, the guy, he gets one pitch, maybe a couple pitches that he got squeezed on. And look, you know my feeling on the home plate umpires to begin with. It's time for the automated strike zone because these guys are just brutal. I mentioned Stroman on Saturday night. It was disgusting how many pitches this guy got squeezed on. I think Welke was the home plate umpire. One, I think there's two Welkies, one of them. But Chris Sale, he's crying to the umps. How about getting somebody out? You know, you're crying about, you know, get, you know, about you know, not getting strikes called. And then you're getting one hard, like six, seven, eight in a row batters that are just ripping the ball on him. You know, how about stop crying and actually get people out? How about that? And DJ LeMahieu, I think, is at like five homers against. What's he got? What's he, 5 for 5 with five homers lifetime against Sale? Something like that, right, Ern? It's something like that.
Not five home runs, but he has good numbers against him.
Yeah, well, he hit two homers against me the other day. Was it two he hit against me or just
one?
Yeah,
but I think he did get a single in there somewhere.
Oh, was there a single in there? Okay, whatever. DJ LeMahieu, who's the MVP in the American League in my mind. But anyway, that's me. But, yeah, Chris Sale and David Price. To me, the Red Sox are done, finished, it's over, forget about it. Look, they won their championship last year. They've won four in the last 15 years. They can get away with a bad year. You know, I'm sure the Red Sox fans are more than sated with what's happened over the last 15 years and coming off a championship last year. So I don't see them making a playoff. Forget it. I think it's even a fantasy that Boston, what, they lost 8 in a row now? That Boston is even going to, you know, get somehow find their way into the wild card. I don't see it happening. But the Yankees just took care of business against them over the weekend. A 4-game sweep, as I said, more than paid them back for losing 3 out of 4 a week ago in Fenway. And now the Yankees, really, to me, it's all about getting healthy the next 2 months and then being 100% ready and 100% healthy as they go into the playoffs. Like I said, to me, the next really, really meaningful game the Yankees will play will be game one of the division series against whoever that will be at Yankee Stadium. But right now, and with the Mets making the run they're making all of a sudden here, baseball is pretty good in the first week of August.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.